Journey Inside My Mind 27, Poetry, and Sickness.
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships? All three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And what was in those ships? All three on Christmas Day in the morning. Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day in the morning. Pray with her, sail those ships, all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Pray with her, sail those ships, all three on Christmas Day in the morning. Oh, they sail into Bethlehem on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Oh, they sail into Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. Then let us all rejoice and may on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Then let us all rejoice and may on Christmas Day in the morning.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Get ready. Here's Dan Johnson.
Well, hello again, and welcome back to The Journey Inside My Mind. Out of all the podcasts available, I am very glad you're listening to this one right now. Real quick, here's some audio feedback I wanted to share.
Hi again. This is the official mom of Journey Inside My Mind. And sometimes when I'm listening to Journey Inside My Mind, I'm reading about Journey Inside My Mind. Happy holidays.
Now, when you combine that with the what happens when a man goes through his own portal comment from earlier, it gets rather interesting. And what Mom was just talking about specifically is the website for this podcast, which you can find at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. J-I-M-M stands for Journey Inside My Mind. Over there you'll find show notes with links to the artist whose songs have been played, as well as posts of archive shows. Now, you can send feedback via email to danimals0416@gmail.com. You can also leave some feedback at the listener hotline, which the telephone number for that is 206-666-JIMM. And by the way, the feed URL, in case you're interested in subscribing and getting podcasts downloaded automatically to your computer, iPod, or other MP3 player, that URL is feeds.feedburner.com/JIMM podcast. You can find that link over at the website as well. Now, I say that because the current feed that's referenced over at Yahoo Podcasts and also over at Podcast Alley are referring to an obsolete feed, which means that it's not showing the most current episodes, and I don't even think the subscription feed works. So now you know, and as they say, knowing is half the battle. So, how's your week been? My week, I don't know if you can tell from my voice, I have been sick. I got sick like Thursday night, and I've been sick ever since then. I even had a fever on Friday. Went to the doctor on Monday morning, stayed home from work Friday, stayed home from work Monday, went to the doctor, and it's a upper respiratory infection that's viral, meaning they can't give you any antibiotics, it just has to run its course. And then not only that, but then we've had, here in our household, we've had meetings related to our daughter Keisha. We had to go to the audiologist to meet about something. She's hard of hearing, in case, for those of you who are new listening, which means that she wears hearing aids, and we're discussing some things with the audiologist about that. And then also at school, they have some things set up to help meet her needs over there that we had to get finalized. So it's been kind of a hectic week, and it's not even all that stuff's not even really related to Christmas time. It's just life, really. So, about the show tonight. Like I said, I'm not really feeling that good. And what I've done is I've lined up just about everything here to be played in order. And I'm going to go ahead and announce everything up front. You'll find also the links and everything in the show notes. But here's what it is. Last night, as part of Keisha's homework, she read to me some holiday poems. And so you will hear her read them and the discussion there. In addition, we'll hear a fire safety message from Rich Palmer of the HomeSafe 411 podcast. We'll hear a song by a UK band called Brad Sucks entitled Sick as a Dog, which is actually how I feel right now. And we'll hear from Derek Miller of the Pen Machine podcast with a classical guitar version of We Three Kings, and then a promo for the SG Show, which is a podcast between Steve and his 7-year-old son, Sam. It's a podcast that Keisha and I are really enjoying. Jenny's enjoying it, too. And we've actually been featured. Our comments and stuff have been featured on that show. After that, we'll hear a song by a Dayton, Ohio band that you might have heard interviewed on a recent Miami Valley Music Cast. A few months ago, I contacted them about getting signed up at the PodSafe Music Network over at music.podshow.com. And they did that. So, and their song, instead of Goodbye, has been in constant rotation on my iRiver, and I really don't want to take it off. I like it so much. And after all this, I'll be back to close out the show. So, are you ready? Then let's get on with it.
People gathering together is the real joy of the holiday season. Take a few moments to protect your friends and family from an unexpected tragedy. Test the smoke alarms in your home to make sure they're working, and be certain everyone in your family knows and practices your home fire escape plan. A holiday message from your fire department and this station.
So Keisha's going to read us these poems. Sorry about that. Is this your story of the week, or is it something else?
Poetry.
Poetry. Now what do it? And then what am I going to do after you read them?
Sign them.
So what happens after that gets filled up?
Then I'll get another one.
You get another one. Oh my gosh! I was just looking. So you got this. You've been collecting these poems in your poetry book since the beginning of the school year.
Turn the drink. guess yourself the worst. Maybe I can find a friend. Don't know exactly where it hurts, but I just try to be the best animal I can. Baby doll enemies and birds and bees and them. I turn back again and I'm sick as a dog.
Journey Inside My Mind is not recommended for use as a flotation device.
Can I read you now?
Go ahead, please.
December leaves. The fallen leaves are cornflakes and fill the lawn wide desk. And night and noon, the wild bird that turns them with a swish. The sky is stiffer and stiffing white and slow. That gentle shake on quick brown flake, the sugar known as snow.
Okay, so what's this poem talking about?
About that cornflakes are snow, December leaves.
So the leaves that are on the ground are like cornflakes that are in a breakfast bowl. And then what's the snow?
Sugar.
Oh, that's kind of a cool. That would be a big cereal bowl, wouldn't it be?
This is Derek Miller from podcast.penmachine.com. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Mother Lucas and his band to rescue it Israel's accident land. Sing a song of candle burning, dreidel spinning, pancake turning. Hanukkah presents tucked away, children on their holiday. Sing a happy Hanukkah song every day for 8 days long.
So what's that poem about?
About don't know.
Well, it says come and sing a
Hanukkah song.
Can you say that?
Song.
Yeah. So what's the song about? It's about?
About Hanukkah.
Yeah, and so it talks about some of the things that happened during Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. And this word right here is Maccabeus.
Maccabeus.
And his band. And so these are some people that rescued Israel's ancient land. And it says candles burning. There were some candles that were burning, you know, and they kept them burning for, I think it's 9 days maybe. But they ran out of oil, but the candles kept on burning. It was kind of like a miracle. And that's why they celebrate Hanukkah. And then, what's this word right here?
Dreidel.
What's a dreidel? It says dreidel spinning.
Like this.
Oh, it's like a little toy top.
Mm-hmm.
And pancakes turning. I wonder what, because they eat some pancakes? Oh.
Here we go.
And they give presents every day. Every one of these days, like Christmas Day, is only one day, but Hanukkah is as like many days, and you get many prayers, and you get a present every day. What do you think about that?
Oh, weird.
Hi, this is Sam of the SG Show. Each week, me and my dad, his name is Steve, talk about books, movies, fun places for families to go, and, well, life, really. You can hear our show and check out our website at sgshow.blogspot.com. Hope to talk to you soon. Bye.
Hello.
Got a comment or a suggestion?
Excellent.
Call the listener feedback line now at area code 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466.
Thanks again for calling.
Different, isn't it?
Hanukkah rainbow. Hey, little candles and a rainbow. Gaily colored all the glow. Garlic purple, green, white, blue, pink and yellow, one, two. The menorah shining bright. Hold a rainbow Hanukkah night.
Wow. And so that's what that is. So this menorah that we're looking at has 9 candles in it, but there are really 8. And so when you see it, a menorah, I think some of the menorahs that I've seen, they're all of one color, but this one's talking about many different colors. What's this thing called again?
Menorah.
So that's something that's special about Hanukkah that people celebrate at this time of year. So, what's your favorite part? Which one of those poems was your favorite one?
Hanukkah Rainbow.
Hanukkah Rainbow? You know what I like? I kind of like this one about December leaves because the idea of the ground being a cereal bowl and the leaves being like cornflakes. Okay, so I guess I need to sign something here, don't I?
All right, then. Are you still with me? I'm not going to go through the list of everything that we just heard. I will say that I did neglect to mention at the top of the show that the song we heard was from a one-man band out of Colorado. His name is Dusty Hughes. And, of course, the song that you heard was I Saw Three Ships Come Sailing In. Really, I think it's called I Saw Three Ships. But anyhow, go ahead and check them out over at the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. You'll find the link in the show notes. And as well as links to everything that you just heard, that'll be in the show notes over at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. And remember that the feed URL to subscribe to the podcast is feeds.feedburner.com/JIMMpodcast. And you can copy this URL into iTunes or any other podcatching software like Juice or whatever you have. And then you can get the podcasts downloaded automatically every week. By the way, if you like any of the music that you heard here tonight, go ahead and let the artist know that you heard it on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. They would love to hear that. Send any feedback, including song requests, to danimal0416@gmail.com. Yeah, I'll play song requests, actually. A lot of the bands have contacted me to play their music in the past. But if any listener has any songs that they would like for me to play, you can send that via email. Or you can call the listener hotline at 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466. And who knows, I might play your feedback here on the show. As far as officials are concerned, you know, I heard my mom as the official mom. Anyone can really be an official of the show. You just got to let me know what kind of an official you want to be. There are other certain specific offices, so to speak, that are officials. But really, the field's wide open. So anybody who wants to be an official of Journey Inside My Mind, let me know. And I will crown you or appoint you as the official. There, it's just a kind of a great way to network there. And of course, I'll provide a link to your website or podcast or whatever onto the show. And let's see. To close out the show, I'm going to play a song that I heard, I think, for the second time on the Tanfastic podcast. John over there at the Tanfastic podcast, he is the official cheesehead of Journey Inside My Mind. And he played this song called Watchstar by a band out of the UK called Three Blind Mice. And I think you'll like it. It's a Christmas song. And next week, for next week's podcast, we'll be sharing some Christmas memories. So you want to tune in then. And then, so I guess until next time, this is Dan Johnson saying thanks for listening and make it a great day.
See the stars.
Have a great day, and so long for now.